Today is April 22nd. I'm Sean Parker, and this is a daily devotional series where we read a short daily devotional every day from the book Until Today, Daily Devotions for Spiritual Growth and Peace of Mind by Ian LeVanzant. The theme of the month for April is acknowledgement, and the quote of the month is, "When you can look a thing dead in the eye, acknowledge that it exists, call it exactly what it is, and decide what role it will play in your life, then, my beloved, you have taken the first step toward your freedom." Now, let's jump into today's devotional. April 22nd, I am willing to acknowledge there are times when I need to be alone. Why is being alone so bad, so frightening, so intolerable that you would rather stay in a situation that is causing you pain or harm? When you think about being alone with yourself, what unbearable thought convinces you that it is okay to be unhappy, unfulfilled, or dissatisfied with someone else? When you are alone, what do you see in yourself that makes you feel better to be treated wrongly by someone else? What you may not realize is that you can never be fully with anyone until you can be with yourself. There is a very sacred sweetness about being alone that you will miss if you fear it so much. When you are alone with yourself, you become sensitive to and familiar with your own voice, your own touch, your own sense of being. You learn to appreciate quiet times with you, special things that you do for yourself. When you are alone, you can pamper yourself, be extravagant with yourself, and you can even talk to yourself without being overheard. Being alone is an opportunity to examine your thoughts, explore your feelings, and allow yourself to feel all the things you thought you could not feel because you were with someone else. It is okay to desire a warm body in bed at night. It is perfectly fine to want someone to talk to or share with or stare at across the dinner table. It is human nature to congregate and communicate, to seek companionship and camaraderie. However, it is often detrimental to indulge your human nature to avoid the sacred nature of being alone. Until today, you may have done everything in your power to avoid being alone. Just for today, allow yourself to explore the possibilities and opportunities that being alone offer you. If it feels frightening or sad, take a moment and ask God to show you how you can make it feel better. Today, I am devoted to exploring the sacred opportunities of being alone. So many people don't know how to cherish their own solitude, and I think that it's important to do so too, and I love this reading. I hope it helps you as much as it's helped me. Until tomorrow, peace.